Hello, Pastor Debrayer. And once again, we're in another wonderful podcast show. One of the many books that I wrote years ago. What I had to do, or what you are going to have to do, is first live the experience. Then study what's happened to you. And then research and study, read and write. And I did that. And out came many, many books from what I had lived and experienced personally. And this story and this podcast is entitled 1 + 1 = 1. I had to learn a new math. Can you believe it? After college, a master's degree, state test, private practice, and mental health counseling, I had to learn a brand new math. 1 + 1 = 1. Where 2 become 1. Yeah. So here in this episode, number 3, we're going to continue on with this new math. 1 + 1 = 1. Where 2 become 1. And it's all about the story of you and agape love. The greatest love. You too, just like I did, have to become one. Yeah. So this is going to be episode number 3 of Agape Love, the greatest gift to all humanity, to all nature, to all of the environment, and all the earth itself, and all never to be returned, void or empty, unto the giver. The Father, the Creator, the image and likeness of agape love, the great I am. So we're going to pick up here in episode number 3 where we had left off. Remember, I did a lot of studying, a lot of research. I used the Webster's Dictionary, still do, and the Strong's Concordance. I had to know the definition of words, maybe just one word. Then I had to study many ancient books, texts, videos, even books that were not put into religious texts. I had to study different denominations of Christianity. I had to study Catholicism, Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, and even those that were considered to be in witchcraft or Satanism or the occult or other kinds of religion. I had to study, study, study. I had to follow references, scripture references out of the authorized King James Bible. I wrote and wrote and wrote, paper and paper and paper, books and books and books, more scriptures, more words, study. Then I'd go read a true story. Then I'd watch history, documentaries. I did archaeology even today. I was looking up the origins of prayer and fasting in the Islamic religion. Where did it come from? What were its purposes? How did it develop into what we now call Ramadan? I study ancient Israel, ancient Egypt and Greece, the Vikings. I studied even back to caveman Neanderthal. You know about Lucy? Lucy was a sort of ape that they're trying to find a link between the apes and humanity. But then other people believed humanity was a fish. And a fish kind of crawled out of the oceans and developed some legs. Then I studied the dinosaurs. Then I looked back through all the religions. How did we get where we are? I looked at all the ancient celebrations and religious festivals, and the praying to gods, sacrifices to gods. I study, study, study. Even today, as you just heard, I wanted to know how prayer and fasting came to be such an importance in Islamic religion, the Islamic faith, and what their purposes. Do you know I even had to do my own personal study of prayer and fasting? Yeah. So I wrote after I studied, and I still study today. I love documentaries, history, because we didn't get all of this when we were in elementary, middle, high school. We don't get our ancient history. We don't study the ancient gods and goddesses. We don't study humanity's beginnings. We don't study about the dinosaurs. We don't study the earth, nature. Most of us are just so ignorant. We don't have a lot of knowledge. But Pastor Deborah began, because I always wanted to know the truth. When I was younger, I read true biographies. I wanted to know what was happening to people. Or if I wanted to know medicine, I went to encyclopedias. I went to the libraries. I studied. I read true stories and biographies. And even today, I watch movies that are true. I wanted to know how things developed. How did we get where we are? What's the purpose behind? I even study what you call AI now. Yeah, that's right. I study leadership, politics, government, religion, families. I study the roles of men and women. I study the different languages we have. So you too must become a student of studying, wanting to know. You must have a seeking heart. So here in 1+1=1, to become one podcast, I said we're picking up in some scriptures out of the Authorized King James Bible. We have a real good definition in the King James Bible in 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3, that was written by one of the early apostles or disciples of a man called Christ Jesus. This guy named Paul, who used to be a religious Jew and had gone to school, could read and write, and he was trying to help the religious Jews. And he actually persecuted many of the early disciples of this Christ who talked so differently than the religious leaders. And you've probably run into a few of them yourself. And we were working through what he wrote about agape love and what love was. And we had started and gotten through 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 2. And it took us off to a scripture reference, which is the habit that I had to learn how to do. And in different Bibles, there's different references. And I learned how to follow them out, write them down. You don't know how many notebooks and papers and writings I have done, and pencils and pens and paper I have gone through. So we're going to pick up here in episode number 3. Of a scripture reference from 1 Corinthians 1-13. Verse number 2 took us to Matthew 7:21-23. And that's where we're going to pick up today in this episode of 1+1=1. To Become One podcast, episode number 3. So you listen. Put on your ears, get your notebooks out, get your pencils or pens, or just listen, because we're going to learn a little bit now. All right, Matthew 7:21-23. Remember, we were in 1 Corinthians 13:1-13, and we had just been reading that Paul was telling us, even though you might speak with many languages, maybe tongues of languages of angels or men, but you don't have any love in your heart. You're just sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. You're either so loud, we don't want to hear you, or you're so quiet, we can't hear you. Or if you have the gift of prophecy, seeing into the future, understanding what's happening today or in the past. Sometimes a lot of people have this gift, both. We'll call them good and bad, but they're trying to help us to understand what's going on in the world. And he says, even though you have that, and you might have all faith in what you're doing, and in your religion and everything that you're doing, he says, but if I do not have love, he called it charity, he calls it agape love, I am spiritually nothing. So he starts telling us that there is a difference between the love in your soul, your biological brain, you might call it your heart, and your spirit. That's right. We are two, a soul who has its own mind, its own thoughts, its own feelings, and we are a spirit. That's that forever part of us that upon our earthly death leaves our body. And it doesn't take anything from the soul with you. It takes only spirit knowledge. So he is saying, if you don't have this agape love, this charity, you are spiritually nothing. And that took us to Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Let's pick up in verse 21. Remember, Matthew now was a very early disciple. He was of this Christ, this living word that came to the Jewish people. Matthew was a fisherman. And we don't believe he could read or write, so we believe somebody else may have written this for him, not sure. But Matthew had was sort of there from the beginning. He heard these stories, he participated, but he had to learn. So Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Now these were some red words. When you read the King James Bible, you'll see red words and black words. The red words are believed to be the exact words that were spoken by this young man named Christ Jesus. Jesus, that part of him, was his biological dirt body. The Christ was his spirit that was coming through his soul of the biological body and out through his words and through his physical body to demonstrate what was spiritually there in his spirit, Christ, the living word. So let's listen. Verse 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall spiritually enter into the spiritual kingdom of heaven. Even though your soul prays and you call out to this Lord, which means owner, master, he says, not everyone that calls out to me and says that will enter into the spiritual kingdom of heaven. But only he that spiritually does the spiritual will of my spiritual Father, which is in heaven. Huh? There's a spiritual will? Yes. Well, what is that? Well, you have to study. And he is saying a lot of people are doing things, and they're calling out to me in prayer and fasting. And they're calling out to me for many things. He says, but I'm not going to do them, because I'm only going to support and do the spiritual will of my Father, the King of Heaven, and his spiritual will. Verse number 22. Many will spiritually say to me in that day. What day? We don't know. Could it be the day of your death? The day of when you go to judgment in the spiritual kingdom of heaven after your death? Could it be that day? Could be. Don't know. These are all good questions. Study. Maybe you'll find the answers. Many will spiritually say to me, to Christ, the living word, which is the exact words of God, the King of heaven, the great I am, you might call him Allah, himself, in that day. Well, what day is that? I think it's judgment day. Well, you'll be called before the throne and the king, and he's going to talk to you. You might have videos of everything you've ever done spiritually and in your physical body, even things people don't know you've done. He'll have every thought, every word. He has audio tapes. He has recordings. He has eyes and angels writing on everything you do and say, even though you don't know that. Even your dreams, what you do in the darkness, You might say one thing on a camera to us, and behind the scenes and stuff, you do something else. He's got all the videos, all the tapes, all the why you did what you did, what you were seeking, and why you were doing it. Nothing is hidden from the great I Am eyes and ears. And you'll say to him, while you're on your knees probably, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name done many wonderful spiritual works? You're going to ask him that question. And what do you think he will say to you? Verse number 23. And then I will profess, announce and declare unto them, he says, I spiritually never knew you. You may have done all these kind of things in the natural, through your soul, your physical body, prayer and fasting, bending your knee. Said, I don't know you. Spiritually, depart from me, you that spiritually work iniquity. You don't do anything for me spiritually. And if you do it, it's with the wrong motives, the wrong power, for ungodly beliefs that you have. You have no agape love of me spiritually in you. You are not one of mine. Oh my gosh. Is that going to happen to you? Is he going to say, I don't know you? Even after all your prayer and fasting, all your good deeds and all your work and everything you've done? Is he going to say that to you? Paul is saying he might. Matthew is saying he will. Because he spiritually never knew you. And you work spiritual iniquity. That means perversion. That means you're against me. That means confusion, ignorance, darkness, all kinds of ick. You haven't done my work according to my kingdom and my heart of agape love. And I just want to end right here in Matthew. These are some powerful statements that you have to look at yourself. I did. When I celebrated Easter, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy, I was not doing God's spiritual work. None of that is of God. None of it. It's culture, tradition, religion, ancient history. None of that is spiritually of God. I didn't know that at the time. I had to repent for that, ask God to take all those lies and deceptions out of my soul, and I had to study the history of Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. I had to have knowledge, but I had to recognize I was not only deceived myself, but I was deceiving and lying to my own son. God had me get on my knees to my 10-year-old child and ask his forgiveness for lying to him and deceiving him about Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. Have you had to do that to your own children? Well, I was seeking truth. Until you get there and want to know the truth about everything that you're doing to serve a God, maybe you're serving a different God. And you don't know it. Maybe you're serving the prophet. We're not to worship Matthew or Paul or any of the prophets. They're just the mouthpiece. They're just passing on information to you. You're not to lift them up. You're to lift the message up that comes from the king. But maybe you don't serve a God who's a king. Don't know. I had to learn and study. All right, we'll end this episode with Matthew. And I hope that you're beginning to see that we got problems without agape love, spiritually, in our spirits. All right, I'll talk to you on the next episode of 1 plus 1 equals 1, 2 become 1 podcast. And that's about agape love. The greatest love and the greatest gift to all to humanity, to nature, to the environment, to everything. All right, see you in episode number 4. Bye-bye.